Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, on our last session, we featured Celtic artists performing rock music. This hour, rock and pop artists performing Celtic music, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of 'em digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be in the place where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. That when writing a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed, well, if you'll believe me, when asked to a ball, they don't wear no tops to their dresses at all. Oh, I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth tell it if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, in the place where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. Beautiful girls here, oh, never you mind. Beautiful shapes nature never designed. Lovely complexions of roses and cream. But let me remark with regard to the same, that if that those roses you venture to sip, the colors might all come away on your lip. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me in the place where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. Over here with the rest of the force. I saw him one day as he stood on the strand, stopped all the traffic with a wave of his hand. And as we were talking of days that are gone, the whole town of London stood there to look on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea.
To a rock
Yes, indeed, folks, you're going to recognize a few of the voices in a few of the groups this hour from the rock and pop world this hour on Celtic Cafe. I'm your host, Mark Gallagher, and we opened up the show with The Mountains of Mourn, Percy French's song, sung there by Don McLean, of course, of American Pie fame. And then we moved on to the band with That's an Irish Lullaby, or Tura Lura Lura, with a little help from an Irishman named Van Morrison, and the lead singer with him is Richard Manuel there, the pianist from the band. That was from 1976, their finale concert of all time. Well, next up we have The Boss and the King. And let's open up here with Bruce Springsteen and Mrs. McGraw.
Mrs. McGrath, the sergeant, said, would you like a soldier or your son dead? The scarlet coat, the big cocked hat, and Mrs. McGrath, would you like that? With your 2-5-8, hold it, yeah, 2-5-8. With your brave old Italy, hey, too-ray. And Mrs. McGrath lived on the shore, and after 7 years or more, she spied a ship coming to the bay with her son from far away. Captain dear, where have you been? You've been sailing the Mediterranean. Have you news of my son Ted? Is he living or is he dead? Is he too right, old Italy, too right? Is he too right, old Italy, too right? King Ted without any legs, and in their place he wouldn't. Kissed him a dozen times or two and said, my God, Ted, is it you? Now, were you drunk or were you blind when you left your two fine legs behind? Or was it walking upon the sea that wore your two fine legs away? With a two-right, old Italy, hey, two-right, right. Two-right, old Italy, hey, two-right, right. With a two-right, old Italy, hey, two-right, right. Now I wasn't drunk and I wasn't blind when I left my two fine legs behind. A cannonball on the 5th of May tore my two fine legs away. I tell you, boy, the widow cried, your two fine legs were your mother's bride. Stumps of a tree won't do it all, why didn't you run from a cannonball? As he used to be, than the king of America and his whole name. With a two-right, old Italy, hey, two-right. With a two-right, old Italy, hey, two-right. With a two-right, old Italy, hey, two-right. With a two-right, old Italy, hey,
Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses dying. 'Tis you must go, and I must find. But come ye back when summer's in the white with snow. And I'll be here in sunshine, or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. But if you come and all the roses dying, and I am dead, as dead I will maybe, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall feel how soft you tread above me, and then my grave will richer, sweeter be. And I shall rest in peace until you come to me.
Oh, Danny boy, I love you.
The number one popular Irish song of all time. There's Danny Boy, as sung by Elvis Presley, the King there. His ancestors actually in the late 18th century left County Wicklow to find a new life in America. And before that, we had Bruce Springsteen with a Napoleonic War song about Irishmen being recruited into the British Army called Mrs. McGraw. Well, now we move on to Jerry Garcia. Yes, that Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead, along with David Grissom, who's a bluegrass musician. He did appear on one of the Grateful Dead albums at one time. And they're going to do Whiskey in the Jar.
Kilgara Mountain, I met Colonel Pepper and his money he was counting. I drew forth my pistol and I rattled my saber, saying, "Stand and deliver, for I am a bold deceiver." Mosher-rum-da-rum-da, whack fall the daddy-o, whack fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Shining yellow coins, it sure looked bright and jolly. I took the money home and I gave it to my mommy. She promised and she vowed that she never would deceive me. But the devil's in the women and they never can be easy. Musha-rin-um-dur-um-da, whack fall the daddy-o, whack fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Thank you. I awoke between the hours of 6 and 7. Guards were standing round me in numbers odd and even. I flew to my pistol, but alas, I was mistaken. I fired off my pistols and a prisoner was taken. Musha ringam durum da. Whack fall the daddy-o, whack fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Putting me in jail without a judge or jury for robbing Colonel Pepper in the morning so early. They didn't take my fist, so I knocked down the sentry, and I bid a long farewell to that cold penitentiary. Musha ringam durum da. Whack fall the daddy-o, whack fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Take delight in fishing and bowling, others take delight in the carriage of rolling. I take delight in the juice of the body, courting pretty women in the morning so early. Musha ringam durum da. Whack fall the daddy-o, whack fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Oh,
Sting there along with the Chieftains and a Gaelic and English version of something called Our Hero or Mull Gamair. And that was originally written, believe it or not, in the 70s, but it's about the 1745 failed Jacobite rising with Bonnie Prince Charlie, and he was known as Mull Gamair. We've got more pop and rock artists coming right up, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio. There you have it. That's Saving Ferris. They're a band out of California. They are a punk ska band, whatever that means. I'm not sure of that genre. They get their name, obviously, from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And they were doing Dexy's Midnight Runners, 1985 hit that made it big on MTV, called Come On, Eileen. Next, we have two different musicians here who have written songs that reference Ireland. One is a big-time country singer, and the other is a big-time blues guy. Now, the first song you're going to listen to is a really popular song, modern Irish song. It's been featured in movies. You know it very well. It's by Steve Earle. He wrote it. He sings it here. It's called Galway Girl.
I I took a stroll on the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day. And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair is black and her eyes are blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl around a sawtail prom with a Galway curl.
My eyes and picture the emerald of the sea from the fishing boats that dingle to the shores of Dunedee. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows with their 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green.
Green, green, 40 shades of green.
I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers drain the bogs and spade the turf, to see again the thatching of the straw the women glean. I'd walk from Cork to Larne to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green.
One of the best country artists of all time, there's Johnny Cash with a song he penned called 40 Shades of Green. You probably heard it in many Irish situations, but he originally recorded it and wrote it. And before that, we had Steve Earle there with Galway Girl, and I might have misled you there because he's really country, rock, blues, folk. He kind of crosses a lot of genres. Well, next up, there's no way we're mixing up this. This is the Rolling Stones here with Rocky Road to Dublin.
Like a lollipop
in the merry month of May,
from me home I started, let the girls have slain.
Sad and broken hearted, saluted father dear, and kissed me darling mother, then drank a bite of beer. Me tears and grief this mother, off to reap the car and leave where I was born. I cut a stout black heart and banished ghost and goblin in a pair of brand new robes. Rattled o'er the log and frightened o'er the dark and the rocky road to Dublin.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Such a pity to be so soon deprived of view of that fair city. Then I took a stroll all among the quality. Me bundle it was stolen in a neat locality. Something crossed me mind when I looked behind. A bundle could I find upon me stick a waddle and inquired me for the road. Said me funny road was a much in vogue on the rocky road to Dublin.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Rock the hair and turn it down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin. Back the lonely
Thank you.
Oh, it's fairly well, my darling true. I'm leaving in the first hour of the morn. I'm bound for the Bay of Mexico, or maybe the coast of California. So it's fair thee well, my own true love. We'll meet another day, another time. It ain't the leaving that's a grieving me, but my darling who's bound to stay behind. Still might strike it lucky on a highway going west. Now I'm traveling on a path beaten trail. So it's fairly well, my own true love. We'll meet another day, another time. It ain't the leaving that's a grieving me, but my darling, who's bound to stay behind?
Who better to follow up the Rolling Stones than Bob Dylan with a song called Farewell? That's off of Inside Llewyn Davis, the soundtrack of that movie. Now, I have to tell you that that's really the leaving of Liverpool. And he just changed the words around to kind of make it something that it sounded more like him. And I wonder where he heard that. I'd say the Clancy Brothers when they were both in Greenwich Village together. Before that, we had the Chieftains along with the Rolling Stones and the Rocky Road to Dublin off of the Long Black Veil album. Well, next we have a couple of ladies of the pop song genre. One Irish song, one Scottish song. We're going to start out here with Peggy Lee and The Wearing of the Green.
Oh, Paddy dear, and did you hear the news that's going round? The shamrock is forbid by law to grow on Irish ground. St. Patrick's Day, no more to keep, his color can't be seen. For there's a bloody logging, the wearing of the green. I met with Napper Tandy, and he took me by the hand, and says he, how's dear old Ireland, and how does she stand? She is the most distressful country that I have ever seen. They're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green. When the law can stop the blades of grass from growing as they grow, and when the leaves in summertime their verdure dare not show, then I will change the color that I wear in my corbeen, But till that day, please God, I'll stick to wearing all the green.
A body coming through the rye. If a body kiss a body, need a body cry. Every lassie has her laddie, none they say have I. Yet all the lads they smile at me when a body coming from the town. If a body meets a body, need a body frown. Every lassie has her laddie, none they say have I. Yet all the lads they smile at me when through the rye, coming through the rye, coming through the rye.
What a jazzy version there of a Robert Burns poem called Coming Through the Rye, there by Julie London, a jazz singer, heartthrob kind of voice there from the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s. Well, I think of no better way than to end up with the number one Scottish song sung every New Year's right at 12 o'clock. It's another Robbie Burns poem. It's called Auld Lang Syne. And here is the Bare Naked Ladies with that track.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of Auld Lang Syne?
And that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlan Lott.